Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy-boo, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every day as we bring this show to our 40,000-plus listeners. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. Yes, you are my best friend, too. Hey, people, well, hey, you know, today we are doing part two of 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth by John C. Maxwell. And, you know, I'm really excited about being able to share this information. And, hey, you get a chance, go pick up the book. Make sure you pick up the book. As we covered last week, the law of intentionality, growth doesn't just happen. You know, you got to deal with how you want to grow. And as a wrap up that, before I get into the second law, which is the law of awareness, you know, John talks about several growth gaps. The growth gap number one, the assumption gap. I assume I will grow automatically. You know, a lot of us assume, but, you know, hey, because we're going to get older, that we constantly, we're growing. You might be growing in size and weight and other stuff, but if you don't plan for growth, then if you don't plan for growth, then, you know, growth doesn't just happen by accident. The second growth gap is the knowledge gap. I don't know how to grow, you know. And that's a big, you know, I mean, a lot of times, you know, what do I need to do to grow, you know, mentally, spiritually, in terms of the things that I want to be able to get done in my life, you know, so you got to have a plan. Again, it's why, you know, you got to plan how you want to grow. Number three is a timing gap. It's not the right time to begin. We always put off things. And there's a law of diminishing intent. That means the longer you wait to do something that you should do now, the greater the odds that you'll never do it. You know, we always, you know, the longer you put off, says, you know, hey, you know, I'll get to it. You know, not right now. I'll do it later. The odds is that you'll never do it. And then there's the mistake gap. I'm afraid of making mistakes. You know, Art Williams used to say, "Just go try." You know, you gotta slop it up and make mistakes before you can grow. So in order to grow, you're gonna make some mistakes. See, in terms of the things that you want to get done, and as I tell people involved in the business that I'm in, you know, you're gonna make mistakes. But you know what? By doing that, you will get to the prize faster than the people that do nothing. So you got to go through that. And then, you know, the inspiration gap, I don't feel like it. Ooh, that's another big thing. That deals with that whole thing of putting stuff off. It's, you know, it sounds great, you know, and I really know I should do this, but I just don't feel like doing it. And so, you know, those are the things that hold us back as we look to grow and develop our growth patterns for our business or whatever it is that you want to do in life. Okay, that brings us to the second law, which is the law of awareness. You must know yourself to grow yourself. No one can produce great things who is not thoroughly sincere in dealing with himself. James Russell Lowell. So, you know, you got to deal with yourself. In order to, you know, the law of awareness, you must know yourself to grow yourself. You know you better than anybody else that knows you. You know what you're weak in, you know what you're strong. And when you understand that, then you have to be able to find your passion and your purpose. Now, how do you find your passion and purpose? Do you like what you're doing now? You know, ask yourself that question. You know, do you really like what you're doing right now? And, you know, if so, great. If not, what would you like to do? There's a relationship between finding your passion and reaching your potential. You know, what would you like to do? You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I'd like to do such and such, but it'll never happen. Well, it'll never happen if you don't make it happen. So in order to, you know, you've got to find your passion and your purpose. And I know sometimes in life, you know, there's so much going on. You know, we have things that we really would like to do, things we really want to do, but feel like we're stuck. Yeah. And I understand being stuck. And so you got to get yourself unstuck. You know, and so once you realize what you would like to do, then you need to ask yourself another question. Can you do what you would like to do? See, so you, and that helps you be realistic, you know. I mean, can you really do what you like to do? And if you can do what you like to do, what's stopping you from doing? The other thing is, if there's something you'd like to do and, you know, you feel you got the ability to be able to do it, not quite sure, do you know people who do what you want to do? And if so, you need to get with them. That's why one of the things that people say, you know, all the time, a lot of times people say, I want to make $1 million. Well, you need a millionaire mentor. So you need to find someone that is made or is making $1 million, earning $1 million, and then get with them and let them mentor you. The same with anything that you want to do. You got to find yourself a mentor. Someone that can help you do what you want to do. Will you pay the price to do what you want to do? Now, that's another biggie right there. See, because in order to get what you want, you know, all of this deals with the law of awareness, you know. Are you willing to pay the price? See, and some people say, well, what's the price? How much is it going to cost? I don't know. The price is different for everybody. But whatever the price is, are you willing to pay it? And people say, well, how will I know when I paid the price? You know when you paid the price when you achieved what you wanted to achieve. And you're going to have obstacles along the way, stumbling blocks, there's things going to get in your way, things that you have to remove, you know what I mean, a level of awareness, which deals with the law of awareness. You know, there's things, there's times that we know we shouldn't do that's holding us back, and we have to make commitments and sacrifices to move those things out of our way if we really want to achieve what we want to achieve. When can you start doing what you like to do? Paying the price and getting started. When can you start? You know, you need to do it now. As W. Clement Stone would say, do it now. There's something you want to do, do it now. You want to go on a new diet, do it now. Don't say, well, you know, after I eat this fast carrot cake and this ice cream, you know, and my banana split and all that, then I'm going to go on my diet. No, don't eat it. Do it now. Start your diet now. I'm saying if that's one of the things you wanted to do. If it's, you know, business and you need to get out and talk to people, do it now. Go talk to people right now. See, personal growth allows a person to begin without the position. What does that mean? You can begin right now to work on where you want to be. Too often people say, well, when I get there, I'll do such and such. You'll never get there because you're never making the move, starting the journey to get there. So it's important that you understand that and move forward. And this was law number two, which was the law of awareness. You must know yourself to know yourself. Law number three is the law of consistency. Consistency. Motivation gets you going. Discipline keeps you growing. See, consistency. Once you demotivated yourself to do what you got to do, then you got to be consistent. There's three personal growth questions everybody needs to ask themselves. Do you know what you need to improve your self choices plus your strengths and your ability? Do you know how you need to improve? Start with the simple stuff and do it daily. Do you know why you want to keep improving? The why is what keeps you motivated long after the rush of energy and enthusiasm wears off. It can carry you through when the willpower isn't enough. Think of it as why power. So these are the three questions you've got to ask yourself. Do you know what you need to improve? And most of the time we do know what we need to do to improve. You know, if a person is battling with certain issues in their life that, you know, that's not healthy for them. You know, I had a friend, you know, who was coaching and counseling, and, you know, they had an issue. They had a drinking problem issue. You know? So, you know what you need to do to improve. And they was like, yeah, I know. I said, well, when are you going to do it? Yeah. And you know how to improve. And you just need to put yourself in an environment where you, whatever it is that depresses you or causes you to feel as though, you know, you need to have that next drink, that you put yourself somewhere in an environment to do stuff that allows you to cope and not have to do like you normally cope. And then, see, you got to know why you want to keep improving. If it's something that's holding you back and you want to get it out of your life, then, you know, that's your why. See, you got to have the willpower. You know? So substitute willpower with why power. When you think about that thing that you know you shouldn't be doing because you know how it messes you up, then you got to keep your why in front. See, whys keep you working. You know, they keep you working. The whys will keep you working. You know, and there's 10 things that the whys can help you focus on. You know, one, making a difference in your life. What is the difference you want to make in your life and you want to achieve? You know, so your why is going to help you do that. Still growing, you know. We want to get better and better at the things that we do. You know, you got to be highly gifted. And again, this is we're dealing with growth. A lot of people don't want to grow. You know, we all have gifts and talents. You know, how do we deal with them? You know, and then you got to feel called. To me, feel called. If you're talking about Bible study, I ain't interested in going to preach. No, we're not talking about being called to go preach the gospel or go preach whatever, you know, faith you're a part of. But being called to make a difference in your own life and a difference in the lives of others. That make you feel special. And then the next one is you got to have a team and you got to love that team. We all need to have a team. Life is a team sport, believe it or not. You know, we need each other, and you need to have a team. See, in quiet as kept, you really do have a team. You either got a negative team or a positive team. If you got a negative team, that's the people that you get with who, you know, continue to keep you depressed and doing the things that are not healthy for you because, you know, they all like to complain. Y'all all get together and complain together. Or you have a positive team, a team that empowers each other, that encourages each other. It also reminds each other when you're off course, you're off track. Next is, you know, a sense of responsibility. You know, your why, you know. There's some responsibility in that why. There's something that you want to accomplish. There's something that makes you feel that I got to do this. and you're also going to be faced with new challenges every day. New challenges. Life is a challenge every day. Yes, it is a challenge every day. Every day I wake up, there's a new challenge that I face. Your wife's going to, it's also going to become, financially and spiritually and mentally rewarding. And so, these are some things that will keep you working and keep you staying focused on that why. The biggest part is just making that first step and then making that first little tiny step and then continue to keep, as they say, keep on stepping. Because you're going to get obstacles, you're going to get roadblocks, you're going to get things that are going to discourage you. There's going to be some days when it seems like everybody in the world is against you. But then you understand that you're also working to leave a legacy. See, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, unless they come up with some new technology in the near future, is that we all are going to eventually die. Or as I say, transition. If we're going to leave this physical plane. So what legacy are you going to leave while you're here? Don't leave a legacy like so many people do. A legacy of, I was here, I just passed through. No, leave a legacy. And your why is going to also help you enjoy what you do. You want to be able to enjoy what you do in life. You find that thing that's special that you want to be able to enjoy. Okay, that brings us to law number four. I'm going to cover law number four, and I'm going to wrap up for today. And next week we'll do a couple more of the laws. Law number four is the law of pain. Good management of bad experience leads to growth. Every pain introduces a person to him or herself. See, and this is one of the things that John Maxwell talks about. He says, he knows about bad experiences. Everyone has them. No one likes them. Few bad experiences lead to positive experiences. So you know what? Everybody has a bad experience. So don't think that you're it is unique, that you had a bad experience. Nobody likes them. But they can lead to a positive experience. Yeah. The bad can lead to the good. Success in life comes not from holding a good hand, but in playing a poor hand well. Warren G. Lester. How do you take, as one of my mentors used to say, take a lemon and turn it into lemonade? See, people who turn pain into gain have developed a positive life stance. A positive life stance is a person's overall frame of reference, a set of attitudes, assumptions, and expectations people have about themselves, others, and the world. So you want to have a positive life stance. Life is not so much what happens to you, but how you deal with it when it does happen to you. See, life is filled with good and bad. Some of the good and bad you can't control. This life. See, some of the things in life that happen, we just don't have no way to control them. They just happen. And not only they happen, they're going to find you. And you say, oh, man. But we think it's us. There's nothing unique about good and bad. Good and bad finds everybody. It's how we deal with it. See, if you have a positive life stance, the good and the bad will become better. If you have a negative life stance, the good and the bad will become worse. Therefore, you must choose to have a positive life stance. See, this is key. See, the good and the bad is going to come at you. If you have a positive life stance, a positive set of attitudes and assumptions about things that happen, then you'll be able to handle them and make them better. But if you have a negative lifespan, which, you know, again, goes back to PMA and NMA, positive mental attitude, negative mental attitude. If you have a positive mental attitude, then when the bad comes, you'll know how to process. You won't think it's the end of the world. It's just a bad day. We all have them. You know, I hate them, but we all have them. I have them bad days, and I have good days. When I have a bad day, it's really depressing. You don't like want to hurt me, get through it. But don't carry it into the next day. Process it, deal with it, so that your next day is not a bad day, because the day before was a bad day. See, for some of us, we have a bad day and it'll linger for some people for a week, for a month, and for some people I know for years, because they don't have a positive lifespan. See, if you have a negative lifespan, the good and bad, they will become worse. If you have a bad day, it becomes worse by not having a positive lifespan. So you must choose to have a positive lifespan, a positive mental attitude, so that you can handle the good and the bad. You know this would be an old movie. You know, oh, wow, tell my age again. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Clint Eastwood, you know. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, how do you handle that? It's all about how you process stuff. You know, but how to take pain and turn it into gain. That's what you want to be able to do, the law of pain. It talks about it. The law of pain. How do you take pain and turn it into gain? Everyone has some pain in their life. Nobody likes it. But some people have learned how to take bad experiences and turn them into positive experiences, how to flip it. That's something you need to be thinking about, how to flip the bad experience and turn it into a positive experience. Hey, this is Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101, and we're going over the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. I would advise you to go pick up the book. It's a great book. And, you know, hey, we're sharing some of the information from the book, but that's no substitute for reading the book. It's a great, great book. Make sure you pick up a copy of the book so that you can go through it and help you with your own personal growth and development. And we're going to wrap up for the day. And, if, you know, hey, you got a question or comment or something that you'd like for me to share next week, then, you know, send us a text, 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Send us a text, and, you know, hey, we will do our best to address your question and respond to, you know, what it is that you like, you know, more information about. And again, you know, make sure you pick up a copy of this book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. We all need to work on our growth plans, you know, what it is that we're going to do to grow. So, hey, next week we'll pick up with law number 5 and law number 6, the law of the rubber band and the law of expansion. You know, going through those and, you know, just sharing more information from this book. But pick up a copy of the book. I really believe, you know, it will help you a lot. And, you know, you enjoy it. You know, it's, Maxwell's books are really, really good. Great books for self-development, personal development. You know, I'm having the time of my life as I go through this book. You know, it's challenging me to also deal with, you know, my growth and how to turn, especially this part, how to turn bad experiences into good experiences. And that's a tough a lot of us. You know, I'm just really starting to learn how to do that so I don't let the bad linger and, you know, cause me to you know, make it last more than a day. Like I said, some people have bad experiences, then they turn it into, you know, let it last for a week, a month, a year, and for some people, decades. That's how you get off track. And, you know, and you see people in life and say, wow, they've been a mess for the last 20 years because they had a bad experience and they let it, that bad experience just fester. And by them having a negative life stance, it just became worse and worse, worse, worse. So this whole point of the law of pain, you know, it's how to take bad experiences, help them grow, and you to develop into the person that you want to be. Remember, when you get dealt a lemon, tell yourself and find a way to turn this lemon into lemonade. And with that said, hey, thank you for listening. Hey, tomorrow morning we'll be back on these airways, God willing, and the creek don't rise, and we'll be doing a show on a four-part series coming up this week during the week. Do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes to be in business for yourself? That's what we're going to be covering Monday through Thursday this week. And then on Friday, we're going to do a special tax piece on disasters, and especially if we're just having Hurricane Sandy, and how, you know, you write those disasters off on your income tax. So, hey, stay tuned in to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and we want to thank the 40,000-plus listeners who tune into our shows here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, truly making us one of the popular shows that people listen to here on Blog Talk. And, again, you know, we'd like to really just, you know, thank you for being supported. This is listener-supported radio. So to the next time, God bless you. Have a great day and have a wonderful Sunday.